Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, how are you? Scott Fabianic here. Another great episode of the Fabulous Fabianic Network, actually Fabulous Faves Network. And here to discuss Plan B. So I bet you're wondering, what is Plan B and why wouldn't we go with Plan A? I would say the reason being is I have to tell you first what Plan A is and then Plan B, and then I think you may agree. Yeah, so I was going to play a little bit of Europe, Final Countdown. It seemed like a fitting song for where I think we're at, especially with regard to our biology. And I know I'm not a doomsdayer. I don't take extreme positions. I look for solid foundations and bases, and then from there, it is what it is. Now, granted, you have to really understand, I think, the biochemistry to a point to where you wouldn't be fooled by, pseudo-processes, the differences between, let's say, fatty acids, vitamins, fermentable fiber, polyphenols, and put those all into an overall whole where you have, kind of a priority of levels, kind of a hierarchical balance in which you would take where you would take the most important of the elements of discussion, apply those on the basis of what they do on a biochemical basis. So for example, when we're looking at what is wellness, we start off with the hypotheses and we set up foundational premises that can be challenged and the foundation laid for that biochemical process. So for example, inflammation. So clearly inflammation is present. Everyone knows this is present in pretty much all disease states. It's present in a lot of ways, and it's measurable. And so when you take a foundational position like inflammation, you are able to determine and decipher that becomes your foundation, right? Your foundational premise upon which other things are built. And so what I found fascinating going into the science is that the revolution started, as always, a while ago. And I look at it as very key coming off of a pretty nasty start. And a nasty start in which, when I say start, obviously there is no real such thing as starts in the real world. I mean, everything's a beginning of something that's ended, and what had ended in America was a pretty solid diet. And that, going back to early 1900s, cod liver oil, vegetables, and then, ending, let's say, in the 50s and 60s with, the introduction of vegetable oils, so omega-6s, and lots of highly refined carbohydrates. And the combination of these two things, led to some problems. Some health problems, which they hypothesized a wrong thing, which was, that the fat is bad. And so, when you Pareto out what's important, kind of getting back to the hierarchical structures or hierarchy cycles, and in this case, hierarchical forms, and I say a form because the form of wellness is built upon the foundation of the form of inflammation. So the form of wellness being the higher virtue is generated by a couple things, but again, when you Pareto them, you absolutely have to get the first thing right, the foundation upon which the others are built. So I think that's been done for the most part. I do want to get into low-carb diets at the end because I think even those who accepted an anti-inflammatory diet is the right way to go, there's a lot of low-carb diet fans out there, and they are diehard. So what is Plan B and what is Plan A? So Plan A for the body is to resolve you, is to repair you, and make you anew, if not better. And why better? Because you can build back stronger than you were when you tear down tissue. That being said, most people don't generate enough resolution to accomplish that goal. And so what is resolution and why is it important? So what resolution is really the triggering of resolvins. So resolvins are a hormone, and they are an eicosanoid, and they're a subclass of eicosanoids that actually repair cells. So the best analogy that was made, as made by Dr. Barry Sears, was the fact when you put out a fire, there's a log. The log, when you put out a fire and the log's still burning, even though the fire's out, that'd be an example of stopping inflammation. However, you haven't resolved, you know, the burning embers yet. And similarly, your cells work the same way. Is you know, you put out the fire and you still have all these cytokines rushing around, and a biochemical fire is still burning, and so you're still burning up, is the point. And wouldn't it be a beautiful thing, and it is possible, if you could put that fire out? Well, that's what's called resolution. And Charles Sirhan at Harvard actually demonstrated that you cannot adequately address Alzheimer's without resolving, you know, the damaged tissue first. So that is plan A. And you say, well, how do I get there? And it is a very different world than where we live in, and we have lived there before, for the best, or, you know, the best, based upon the best science can document it, which is, you know, you look back on, let's say, ancient Greece. I believe they were resolving a lot more. Just any, really just look in our past when omega-3s were largely present in the food supply. Odds are a lot of people were resolving their problems and lived a much healthier life. Now, of course, you know, random events ended their life early, microbes, you know, that sort of thing, disease. But in general, the body was really primed for the diet at hand, and that genetic composition has not changed much. So therefore, since the diet has changed a lot, therein lies the problem, right? And I think, you know, again, all the paleos out there, all the South Beach dieters, all the, you know, zone-like, and remember, zone was the original diet. So plan A was great. Plan B is, well, you screwed up, you idiot, and or somehow the environment changed, but we're going to fix it. We're not going to just die. We didn't just fall off the turnip truck. Boom, plan B, scar tissue. So most people are being repaired by scar tissue, and obviously scar tissue doesn't function that great. But here's what's really cool. So if you can resolve, and how do you resolve? Well, pretty high dosages of EPA within your omega-3 fatty acids are what generate resolution. Okay, now that being said, there's ways that, for example, you can reduce inflammation. Let's just call it the hyperbaric chamber. For, you know, a lot of veterans are getting into that, and I don't disagree with it, but I think it's like one of the pieces when you need three of the pieces to solve the solution. But, you know, I'm sure it offers relief. And anywho, you know, you can set the stage for resolution, but you're not necessarily generating it. So, you know, if you cut back on a zone-like diet, you can enhance, you know, some of the repair mechanisms, but you're not forcing. It's just that you've taken a load off, and now your body can more easily accomplish it. So that being said, is you want to generate resolution specifically and activate. It comes from the activated fatty acid, omega-3s, and specifically EPA. Now, since your body again can't really upregulate enough resolution on its own, high dosages of omega-3s and specifically EPA are required, and approximately about 7.5 grams of EPA and DHA would do the trick the most. Again, I am not a doctor. I'm not telling you that you should not consult a doctor. What I am telling you is I am certified in anti-inflammatory nutrition /science. So yeah, I guess you could say I'm kind of a big deal, and I kind of know a lot. But seriously, I wanted to work the whole disclaimer thing in just because, you know, as I think about it, it's just a good thing to do nowadays, apparently. I know that's so passe yesterday, but again, I'm just kind of stating what the science is, which is more like truth, and that biochemistry of resolution is quite phenomenal. So that's why I think it's called the new it is the new revolution. And the revolution being is, you know, we kind of broke down quote unquote barriers. I don't really think they're barriers, but fair enough, whatever. In societal barriers, societal evolution, that sort of thing. And what it's coming down to is that we are all different. There's differences in everybody. And, of course, you have the common functioning of human beings. But there's differences everywhere. And so I've always looked in my life, well, what's common? You know, what's common? Why? So I can pursue that without saying, well, I'm doing this for this person or this for this disease and that for that disease. this for this thing and that for that thing. I don't really want to do anything specifically heart disease. I'd rather do something systemically. So in my systemic pursuit, when I found the anti-inflammatory, when I covered the anti-inflammatory science via the Zone diet at the time, actually what I was reading was the Anti-Aging Zone, one of the more complex books, only because I knew it got into some of the more detailed biochemistry behind it. I was pretty fascinated. And since then, the science and specifically the products to support the science have just been out of this world. You know, I kind of look at it as like the iPhone of diet. And it's well above and beyond. And what's fascinating about it is the Zone diet, when it was written, a high-protein diet, and the truth was it wasn't high-protein. And it's a very moderate diet, as everyone knows now. And but these institutions, obviously, I'll name them. I mean, so you got Weight Watchers. I know that's a diet, but it's also an institution. You've got a lot of them out there, and so like any company, right? You have a company that manages your wellness for whatever company you work for, and let's just say if you work for a big corporation, you could have the Mayo Clinic, you could have whatever. The point is that these institutions institutionalized themselves when wellness was not known by them. They practiced everything else but a cohesive strategy of wellness without knowing, but yet had the audacity to call the man that started the revolution a quack. And now everything is Zone-like. And what is Zone-like? Well, it's moderate protein, carbohydrates, and fat, low glycemic carbohydrates, good protein, good fat, and mostly in a 40-30-30 carbohydrate protein fat profile. Now, I know the low carbers claim that there's an equally good way, which I disagree with for different reasons. I can get into that at that time. And those issues would have to be resolved, no pun intended, for me to even consider it, which I know they couldn't be because, well, it's science, right? Okay, so anyway, getting back to the resolution thing, you don't want plan B, you want plan A. And again, plan A is resolution. So you could have the best diet in the world, I guess is my point. You could have the best Zone diet in the world, and you could be hitting, you could be hitting 100% on the anti-inflammatory phase. So you have a good diet, not generating any, not generating inflammation to the degree that it would hurt you. The problem is that you didn't resolve the inflammation, and that's going to build up over time, and it's going to have a huge impact. And I've seen really healthy people, and they say, hey, I'm healthy. And I eat healthy and all this stuff. And I don't know if they eat specifically healthy because they get too much omega-6s in there and not enough omega-3s. And clearly, they couldn't be eating healthy. Or if they're, A1C, is that a whack? Or triglycerides, HDL, is that a whack? And all those things matter. So but let's just say that they do. But if they're not resolving the inflammation, and that's the key. So we've gone from a solid base of Zone diet or whatever anti-inflammatory diet you want to point to, and call it paleo, which came after, of course, as not as sophisticated as Zone and not as good in that being defined by tighter glycemic controls. You can say the Mediterranean diet, but again, not as good because there's too many pastas, breads, and the like for all other diets. And it's not the Zone, is my point. It's not. Now, I know that you can fine-tune the Zone, so therefore, change its kind of basic 40-30-30 just by tads, but generally, that's what it is, and again, each category of macronutrient has its definition of what is good. So, this base that was generated, if you throw resolution on top of it, and then on top of that, you throw an AMP kinase generator that your body loves, which is there's a lot of different things that do it, but specifically delphinidins within the blueberry family. Boom, you've got a huge punch. You've got the original foundation, which is a calorie-restricted diet without hunger or deprivation, extends life and wellness. Okay, then you throw on top of it a high enough dose of fish oil to resolve. Now you're resolving scar tissue to be better, stronger, not weaker, more disjointed, and now you've got more energy through delphinidins. Okay, now all these products are sold at Zone Labs. Coupon code AF10PZD if you want a bigger discount. That's A as in Apple, F as in Frank, 10, P as in Paul, Z as in Zebra, D as in Dog. Products get you there. Now, what's amazing is when you look at the actual I guess, misunderstanding that exists out there. When I say misunderstanding, what I'm saying is that you hear a lot of different things from, you know, turmeric to, you know, from like say purity products to Omega XL, which is a weaker fish oil, to krill oil, which Barry Sears, myself, I explained why krill oil doesn't work like highly refined fish oils. And the list goes on with different opinions. The point is that the measurements in your blood. So your blood doesn't lie. It's going to tell you whether you're well or not. And so, in reality, all of these different opinions can be measured, right? Can be tested, and that testing is simply, three specific blood tests, which is A, the EPA ratio, which you get its own diagnostics to tell you whether you're inflamed or not, or whether you have an anti-inflammatory environment or not. You can take your A1C, now you can go to Walmart and do that, and triglycerides to HDL, which is less important than the other two, in my opinion. And you can do that, obviously, with your doctors. So, but now you've got a surefire way to measure it. And now it becomes less of an opinion on what's better and more of a fact. And, you know, you can go through all the testing you want, but I will tell you, there isn't a cleaner fish oil than Omega RX from ZoneDiet.com. Coupon code AF10PZD. There's just not. And not with or without a prescription. So I know there's a couple different omega-3s that have been approved by the FDA. Vespa, I think, is one of them, and Labaza. I don't know if I have this name trades, but I think they're both basically there to lower triglycerides. And they do. But again, the cleaner, better one is Omega RX. And it's been tested against every fish oil, of course, but every fish oil ever tested against it, that you can compare against it, Omega RX will come out on top. So it's definitely the purest, definitely the best. And it doesn't cost of the best. It doesn't have a higher price tag from what I've been able to surmise. So anyway, this new resolution on top of the diet. Now, within the Zone diet, there's some important things. One is it's keeping your insulin low by virtue of a low glycemic index on the carbohydrates. It's also providing fermentable fiber for gut health, which is important, plus some polyphenols. Now, the key, though, is that once you get on the Zone diet, you need therapeutic dosages of both omega-3s and polyphenols. And if you do those two things, you're going to get gut health, the reason I'm being careful here is that, you know, the two different worlds. So you got your gut, and then you got the rest of you. So the gut's obviously not part of you. It's microbes and other things. So you have gut health, which polyphenols can help there. It can also help with you, the systemic environment. And then you've got high-grade, high-dose fish oil that's gonna also help the systemic you by reducing arachidonic acid and therefore insulin or therefore inflammation levels. And so when you get all these going together, it's a powerful thing. So your base handles a lot of it. And then the resolution with fish oil, the amp kinase, which is energy, with let's say delphinidins or, you know, highly purified polyphenols, if you can make sure that when you eat in the Zone diet you get fermentable fiber, you're covering all your bases for the most part, right? From a wellness standpoint, from a dietary wellness standpoint. And now, let's say you've plugged all the holes in the ship, and that's really what you've done. So now you've plugged all the holes in the ship, and now you're resolving, right? So you're taking in a higher dosage of EPA, DHA, you're resolving your damage. And by the way, what's cool is this. So you say, okay, so you know, you picture yourself like in a chirogenic state or whatever. I mean, I know a lot of people think of different ways to preserve, fix, change, you know, surgery, not surgery, blah, 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 blah. But that being said, every cell in your body now is resolving, right? If you are in an anti-inflammatory environment, then you have enough EPA to generate that resolution. So instead of producing scar tissue, fibrosis, you now take a look at each one of the cells. And again, instead of creating scar tissue with these cells, now you can actually start replacing these cells and thereby replacing the whole, right, over time. And they did have a really clever way of measuring this called carbon-14. When there was a lot of carbon in the atmosphere, people took it in and they were able to tell when the carbon left, how fast the cells turn over. Anyway, so skin cells turn over pretty quick, right? I think it's around 2 weeks. The gut, 5 days. So you get your fermentable fiber, get your polyphenols in, boom, 5 days. right? You're starting to turn over gut cells. The heart, long time. I think it's, and I could have this wrong, I think it's right around 10 years. Then you get into the brain and the hippocampus, and you're talking 25 years. You're starting to replace cells and thereby replace big parts, if not all, of these organs and other things, which is pretty phenomenal. So now you're resolving out new cells. So this whole talk about, you know, having to freeze your stem cells and do crazy stuff, plant themselves, way too much. Why not just do it the way nature wanted you to do it, but specifically? And that's the problem, is that when people do this and they don't know enough, they generalize. So point on that is when you compare, let's say, a low-carb diet, so ketogenic diet for the most part, with a zone-like diet, so zone being an anti-inflammatory diet that does rely on carbohydrates, low-glycemic ones, the least amount possible, but a moderate amount. So, the danger there is when you have a very low glycemic diet, not just a regular low glycemic diet, but very low. So very, very low would constitute, let's just call it 10% for sake of argument, so without getting into too many details here. But mostly you're mostly eating fat and protein, right? There's going to be a pretty large hormonal, there's going to be some hormonal problems that are related to that. And the first problem is that when you restrict glucose, your brain is not receiving the glucose. Now, I know that they think, they being low-carb lovers, they think that your brain can operate just fine. But I will tell you that your brain does take in a lot of glucose to the point where it's very piggish about it. And to the tune of, I think, around 70%, 65-70%. Of the glucose shaking goes to the brain. So when the glucose levels get low, your brain doesn't really function as well. So they can dispute that, but being alive to me is not living well. And so it's not functioning as well as it can. And it sends out signals. Unfortunately, the signals they send out come from the hormone cortisol, right? So they start breaking down muscle in response to that, and converting that into glucose. Okay, so it is working, but you're not using the dietary glucose, you're using the U-glucose, so you're cannibalizing yourself. No good. And the process is called neo-glucogenesis. So not a very efficient process, tears down U, but it works. It can get you through, you know, a short period of time, which nature probably wanted you to get through bad times like that in order to survive, obviously. But when you go on it too long, and by too long, let's just call it 6 months, you have there's some hormonal consequences, like you start becoming more insulin resistant. And then the other metabolic changes, you know, you have, you start gaining weight back. Obviously if you're producing too much cortisol, you're tearing down cells. Which I mentioned the muscle cells, but I'm talking brain cells now as well. And so really it's these hormonal consequences, which is cortisol increases and insulin resistance, that become very problematic with doing such a thing. And so when you take a look at how specific the zone diet is, the anti-inflammatory diet, it includes carbohydrates, low glycemic carbohydrates, not very low, but low. It reminds me of a time when I was reading the Republic of Plato, and they And again, in that low-carb diet, just so you may back up, the very low glycemic diet, is you're going to probably lack a lot of fermentable fiber, which we know is required to feed the good, keep it, you know, healthy microbial community. And I hate the word community. I don't know why. It's just always bothered me. But specifically feed a specific good microbe. And I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but it's very important, this very specific microbe, you know, to kind of keep the peace down there. And, you know, then you heal up with anti-inflammation, the gut holes, and boom, you've got a healthy healthy gut. But it reminded me with the difference, what various issues I created here with a very specific diet, that you're keeping your hormones in a zone, not too high, not too low, adequate fish oils, adequate EPA, adequate polyphenols. That's very specific, right? And doesn't give a lot of wiggle room. It reminds me of what Socrates said when they were talking about moving forward in regime and establishing foundations, what it requires, not just the top individual, but the very most top. And once you establish it and you're able to create it, which is very rare, so not only establishing that fact perfectly, as perfect can be, But then generating all of the products that then make it happen, it's phenomenal. And not just saying, oh, I had fish oil, but a very, very good fish oil. And the improvements are made virtually all the time. Like, it went from a fraction fish oil zone now to a crystalline. I think I said the word right, crystalline, which is part of the process of creating fish oil. So you went from a molecular distillation to a fraction to a crystalline, if I'm saying that right. And it's and not only the purity has increased, the potency and purity has increased. They've improved like flavor, and so it's virtually can't taste it. I mean, the stuff is out of this world, really. And so again, you know, and then the guy flies to Chile to produce the best of the best maki, which is 14 times stronger than a blueberry. So none of it, only 14 times stronger than a blueberry, 7 times stronger than a bilberry, in terms of delphinative power. It's the best of the best. I mean, they grow fields of these things and only take the ones that do best against the most extreme radiation from the sun, so the strongest therefore. And so the most top, right? And he sends that to Italy, purifies it, sends it back. So you've got the best fish oils, the best polyphenols, and now you even got foods that shut down your hunger for up to five to seven hours due to the release of PYY from your L cells because it gets deep in the gut. And these are pastas, and they're very cheap. Now, let's call it $1.50, $2 a meal, which is great, right? And you're full for 5 hours. It's unbelievable. So this guy not only generates the science, but generates all the products to go with it. It's out of this world. And, you know, for example, LeBron James takes a bunch of maki pills from Zone Labs. Why? Because they work. And I know that you can always pick some sports hero to throw up there, but the point is that he's created, you know, very serious, created over 20, 30 gold medal winners that weren't gold medal winners before. So I think he's got a pretty good track record there of delivering, especially on performance, which that extends into, you know, focus and everything else. But anyway, so plan A. You want plan A, and again, if the foundation's there to do the basics, that zone diet, you throw maki on top, and especially if you throw large amounts of EPA, you're now resolving. Now you're one of those guys, gals, that march around, and you don't have to think about your health. You know, a lot of, you know, less willpower, more natural motion and movement. So remember, motion, inflammation precedes motion. So you can push and do whatever all you want. And yeah, you can push through certain things, but wouldn't it be nice not to have to? And resolve all of your problems without scar tissuing it up, right? Without junking it up, as I say. And that is the next revolution. And it's already been started, and lots of people are already doing it. I did have a guy at work said to me, and I told him a bunch about fish oil, and he said to me, and I was bragging about it one day about my wound healing up. I yanked my Achilles. And he said, well, everybody would be doing it. And I looked at him and I said, everyone is doing it. Now, they're doing junky stuff, but the fish oil industry is growing by leaps and bounds because obviously the science is good there. And it's now the technology is really good. So anyway, what I would do if I were you is I would get on that train, El Pronto, you know, before you're junking it up too much. It's very hard to repair, obviously, the more time goes on. So, okay, so coming towards the end of the show, I said a lot, but mostly resolution, high dosages of EPA, DHA, Omega RX, purest on the planet, with or without a prescription. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Again, I'm not a doctor. This is not, a message to treat any condition, etc. Always consult your doctor, but I will say from a wellness standpoint, anti-inflammation phase and resolution phase is the way to go. Get some polyphenols in there, practice the base, which is an anti-inflammatory diet, and boom, you're off and rolling. All right, this is Scott signing out the Fabulous Faves Network. Talk to you next time.